Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks, and I want to welcome everybody to Radio for Your Mind. But listen, usually I can say I'm in sunny Florida, and I can't do that. We have had rain, I don't know, probably for the last 12 hours. We needed it. It was great to see. But, man, talk about a change. It almost looks like it's fall today. But, man, it's been a great weekend. I really do. I hope you guys had an awesome weekend. We finished last week when we were going through our book with Art Williams. This is a book, I wish you guys could still get it. You can. It's called Pushing Up People. I was 18 years old when Art published this book, and at that time I don't even think he realized that he would go on to revolutionize not just the insurance world, but direct selling as a whole. And when you can be, you know, and this is how we ended this last week. We were talking about a crusade. And if you can take one person's passion and multiply that in others, and others buy into that crusade, you can change the world. And I used a new little company out of Tennessee as an example. I used DaVita because they're the whole word DaVita means two lives. If you can fix your life and somebody else's life, then you're passing it on. It's like paying it forward. And today we're moving into the next chapter, chapter 10. And I need to remind everybody, next week I will be at Catalyst. We will not be doing our morning show next week, at least not in this format, but we will be posting videos throughout each day talking about what's going on at Catalyst, talking about the excitement, the speakers that are going to be there. So be stay tuned to that. But today we're talking about developing that positive attitude and being able to really create something that most people just dream of. And here's what I'm talking about. In modern society, it seems like you have corporate America and then you have people trying to be in business for themselves. That's what the media portrays. And they've been doing this for decades. They'll portray Wall Street instead of Main Street, or they'll say Main Street instead of Wall Street. And I got to analyzing this. Who is Wall Street? Who is Main Street? You realize they're the same people? How many of you have 401ks? How many of you have mutual funds? I got to thinking about this as I was reading Coach, Art's newest book that's out, and I got to analyzing that, and I thought, you know what? We as the people, we are Wall Street. See, it all comes down to that attitude and what perception you're looking at. Do you realize today there's more small businesses being created, and direct selling is the key? Think about the Wall Street gurus you think about, Donald Trump, Richard Branson from Great Britain, Warren Buffett. You know, these guys all have direct selling companies. So let's look at what Art wrote. He says, the management mistake. Many managers dwell on their frustrations, their disappointments, and their problems, and pass those negatives down to their people. Interesting. Listen to what he says here. Leadership solution. A leader always maintains a positive attitude and passes that attitude to his people. See, in an authentic world, we know that in we're going to have some frustrations. We know that there's things that are not going to go right. Now, those things that we can control, like our attitude, we just deal with it. But if it's something outside of our control that we can't handle, then we need to make sure that we maintain our focus on the why. Where are we going? What are we doing? See, that's the key here. And so many times, people don't do that. Stuff comes up in our lives. Let's just admit it, man. We get frustrated at our husband, at our wife, at our kids. Maybe we even lost our job. Maybe our pastor stepped on our toes on Sunday. Whatever the case may be. How we deal with that internally is the key. My personal mentor, Tom Hopp, is constantly talking with me on this. We meet weekly, and not just to collaborate on a new book that we're publishing, but to for him and I to dig in deep together. Because attitude is something that it doesn't just happen overnight. You don't just wake up. I don't care what the hype is. Oh, I got out of bed on the wrong side of the bed. That's not it. Attitude is a little bitty seed that is planted, and you allow yourself to be controlled by the situation at hand or several situations at hand. And that's what we've got to get out of. That's the key. Listen to what Art writes here. I'll make sure I have this right. Yes. True. Oh, here we go. By now, you may be saying to yourself, well, I want to treat people good and praise them. I want to become a crusader and win the respect of my people. But how can I accomplish this it's more than I can do. And see, I think a lot of us, especially those just starting out in direct selling, go through this. They say, I don't have a team, it's just me. Or I'm in a party plan, I'm not really focused on building my team, I'm focused on finding somebody to host the parties. I don't even know, Troy, I can't even explain what my product does. I just got excited because somebody shared the business opportunity with me. Those are all relative. That all happens. But listen to what Art says. True, it is a tall order, especially if you're just getting started as a new leader. It is easy to get frustrated. It's easy to get discouraged. But there's one quality that can give you the edge that will help you keep moving ahead. The quality is a positive attitude. Now listen, a positive attitude, this is going to freak you out probably, is not everything. I know you guys have heard a positive attitude. That's all positive. That does not work. Having a positive attitude is one of the fundamental basic principles that we have to have, but it is not everything. So you can have the most positive attitude in the world, and you're still going to have things go bad. You cannot control other people's actions. You cannot control every situation around you. So having a positive attitude is cool, but it goes deeper than that. It goes to the heart. See, this goes back to the last chapter, being a crusader. I had a situation come up over the weekend. You guys know I do the MLM newscast on Fridays, and this week we purposely started a new format where we split each of the individual reports out in the video so that people that want to use them for their company can use them and they don't get wrapped up with everything else going on in the industry. Well, in doing this, we had one small video that I shot that actually just talked about an undercover report that was done in Ireland on a company. This thing went viral in a way that we did not anticipate. And it wasn't per se us. We were just the messenger in this. It's actually a full-fledged news program in Ireland that did the report. It was a critical report on this company. And as I sat there and I looked at this and I started thinking about it, I thought, okay, here's the kicker. I have a gentleman that got upset. He had his world kind of teetered a little bit because here's this information out there, and he didn't understand all this information, or I don't think he did. And he's been blowing and going and building his business and all that good stuff, and all of a sudden it shocked him into reality. Same thing could happen to you and your company. Here's the kicker. It's the attitude behind that. It's the crusading factor behind it. This boy really did take up the mantle for his company. I mean, he is diligent that they are the greatest company in the world, and I respect that. Sadly, when we do not know everything in our lives, when we cannot control everything, we're going to have things hit us. We're going to take pot shots sometimes at other people. We're going to want to defend ourselves. This is what happens if you're not controlling that attitude. But a positive attitude, if you understand where you're coming from, if you understand where you're going, if you understand that it really isn't about the company. See, companies come and go. You don't fall in love with the company. You fall in love with the people. See, it's the people that surround the company, and I've been saying this for years. If the leaders of any direct selling company have a driving passion for some mission in their life, and they've decided to take that to the general public, you're going to see a company that can withstand just about anything that is thrown at it. And I think that is the key. See, that's what you have to have in your heart. If you have that kind of passion, if you've joined a company and you've decided, I love the leaders, I love the mission that they're on, I can buy into that, it fits what my personal mission is. Now, when the critical information hits, when the no's come at you, when the rejection's there, it doesn't matter. Still going to hurt, still going to be frustrating, but that underlying why. I'll even take this a little bit further. Let's take it to personal relationships. You have a relationship with a person. You fell in love with them for some reason. Most of you know I met Paige when I was 14. We started dating when we were 16. I told her I wanted her barefoot and pregnant before we reached the age of 17. Scared her to death. She ran off and graduated high school at 17 years old and went to college. Didn't want anything to do with this redneck hippie boy. But I knew she was my soulmate. Doesn't mean I don't screw it up. Doesn't mean I didn't go out and date other girls. Didn't mean I didn't go off and join the Marine Corps. The funny thing was, for you that haven't heard this story, is every time Paige and I would get into a relationship and it'd go bad, we ended up calling each other just to be buddies. I mean, literally, that was it. When I went off to the Marine Corps and came back after boot camp, she met me at the airport. When I was going through a frustration time early on, and just right out of high school, the Marine Corps and stuff, she was there. When she was going through a rough time, I was there. It wasn't until 22 that we got married. See, that's the kicker, but we knew. And even that's a story I'll share someday, and some of you have heard it, that makes it so unique, because in my heart, I had a crusade, and it didn't matter how far away she was. I knew that if I ever had the opportunity to marry her, that was the one that I wanted to be married to. See, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a business, whether it's a passion, whether it's a crusade, you guys, we'll put up two or three new videos this week just on the Catalyst Conference, because it's become a nation, well, actually an international movement now. 60 different countries are supposed to be there. See, when I look at that, I would not miss that. My wife calls it my Catalyst Attitude Adjustment. Dalton and I have spent a decade growing together. He was 10 years old. He's 21 almost now. This will be our 11th conference. See, when you have a passion and a positive attitude, it doesn't matter what it costs. It doesn't matter the headache. It doesn't matter the frustration. That positive attitude gives you that little oomph that you need to take it forward. When the paycheck doesn't come, I remember when early on at Art Williams, A.L. Williams, when I was there, you know, our paychecks ended up at Christmas time going to our upline instead of to us. It wasn't until after Christmas that I got my check and I had to scramble and borrow money for Christmas. That was a frustration without a doubt. Didn't change anything. Listen to this push-up principle. No one will follow a negative, dull, disillusioned, frustrated, dadgum crybaby. Now, usually you guys will hear me say, nobody will follow, nobody wants to listen to a dull, negative, disillusioned crybaby, and I'm a firm believer of that. See, if all you do is have a whiny, pissy little attitude all the time, nobody wants to be around you. I've got people that I refuse to pick up the telephone. I'm going to tell you this right now, and you might be listening to this radio call. If the only time you call me is to whine, to moan, to gripe, to tell me how life sucks, the company you joined was awful, you know, your upline doesn't care, you know, your wife ran off with the milkman, I don't want to hear that. Not when it's just whininess. Nobody does. And if you're a leader and all you do is say, well, the company sucks, well, the company sucks, well, the company sucks, quit. Just leave. Don't infiltrate your negativeness with everybody else. Now, listen, some people call this the fear of loss. I call it a negative attitude. See, in marketing they say, well, if you lead with the fear of loss, you'll get more than if you lead with something else. Now, when you look at human needs psychology, they'll tell you that people will do more to run away from pain than they will to gain pleasure. So they take that into marketing and they use it. I that was probably true in an antiquated system back in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. But I believe today it's just the opposite. See, people are already in pain. They're looking for pleasure. They're looking for answers. They're looking for authenticity. They want to know they can follow a company, a leader, an upline, somebody at corporate that has a passion. Now, you're going to see different organizations that crop up every now and then, and they'll tell you, join our organization. We're a marketing firm. We're a marketing organization. We're all for one and one for all, and we're going to go out and we're going to join multiple direct selling companies, and we're going to protect you. And that way, if something happens to that company over there, you're still your income's protected. This goes back to my frustration. Direct selling is not a financial transaction. Direct selling is a relationship transaction. I stole that from my buddy, Dennis, who's the CEO of a network marketing company. He said, Troy, when more companies understand that it's about people under leadership, the better off we are. And I believe that. See, I don't believe that you've got to pit the distributors. This is a bad attitude. This is a fair loss. You don't have to pit the distributors against the company or the company against the distributors. The reason the Lord has blessed us in the last 10 months, as we retired from direct selling, from building an organization, moved into an ambassadorship or an advocacy role, the reason we have been blessed financially is because we've been able to bridge a gap between company owners and field force. We have gained their respect and their trust because we tell the truth. When a CEO is doing something that isn't right, I don't have a problem calling them saying, dude, why are you doing this? You're leaving your core competency. When I see distributors in the field doing things, I don't have a problem calling them out, saying, why are you doing this? This is not what we're about. No hidden agenda, no trying to bring somebody into my company because I'm not with one anymore. We love this profession. Art Williams loved this profession. He loved his company. But when you look at this, you've got to break out of this dull, negative, disillusioned, crybaby attitude. Yes, we all have issues. Yes, we all have frustrations. Yes, the companies are going to stumble. Yes, they're going to bring out a product and it won't work. Yes, they'll bring out a great product, but it just doesn't sell, so they take it off the shelf. Yes, your commission check might be screwed up. Daggum, isn't that what life's about anyway? You're going to tell me that everything that your wife does, that you just love it and you're never mad or frustrated? Are you going to tell me that boy that you married that looks so hot and studly, now that he's got a little bit of a beer belly and doesn't quite dress all the time right and his hair gets out, you're going to tell me that you're just going to chuck it all? Just because that cute little baby that came out of your womb that loved you so much that you breastfed now has grown into a teenager and doesn't want anything to do with you, you're just going to chuck him out the window? See, it's attitude, folks. It's that underlying attitude. Nobody wants to follow a dull, negative, disillusioned crybaby. Listen, I'm going to bring this back to relationships for a minute. Part of the reason that we have a culture gap between our teenagers today and their parents, it's because their parents have dull, negative, disillusioned, whiny, pissy attitudes. And after a while, those kids adopt those, and then they go out to school around other kids that have that same type of parent. Oh, I gotta work hard. We're both having to do that. And look, I know there's some great parents out there, but listen to what I'm saying. These kids feed into this with each other, and then they get teachers that sometimes feed into this also. And then we wonder what happened to our kids. See, one of the attitudes that I think is a perfect attitude, and it's just misdone, and we may do a training next year. We got a brand new series we're starting next year, whole new TV station. Listen to this. This may be part of it, and you guys can take this away today. It has nothing to do with business. But maybe if you parents, and me included, now I've done this, but listen, if we were our kids' best friends and not just their parents, well, that goes against some of the teachings that are out there. Maybe your kids would open up to you. See, the one thing that we learned, Paige and I, early on, is that we did not want to fake it with our kids, and we don't fake it with our organizations. See, we're just the way we are in private as we are in public. Our kids knew our screw-ups. They knew our mistakes. They knew everything about their dad before they ever got on the Internet. That way, when they got on the Internet, there was nothing that was going to be a hidden, I gotcha. That doesn't mean by being your kids' best friend, listen, this is attitude, because this converts right into your organization. By being their best friend, you set the boundaries and you say no. Have you ever heard that commercial on drunk driving that says, friends don't let friends drive drunk? Do you realize that the opposite side, that means that every drunk driver that left a bar and they were there with their associates, they were there with their acquaintances, because they can't be friends, because friends don't let friends drive drunk. Well, guess what? If you're the parent and your kids' best friends, who do you think they're going to come to for advice? Who do you think they're going to come to? Now, here's the kicker. Here's where we segue again. If you're your downline's best friends, who are they going to come to for advice? Not for whininess, but for advice. Here's another push-up principle by Art, and I love this. Your business attitude is a reflection of the way you look at life. See how I segued into that? See, life, how you look at life in general is how you will do your business. Art says this, I'm not trying to tell you that you just decide to have a positive attitude and it happens. You've got to work at it every day, and soon you will find yourself being a little bit more positive and a little bit more positive and a little bit more positive. He goes, there's a quote that I love that's been helpful for me when I've been low and discouraged. It says, most people can stay motivated for 2 or 3 months. A few people can stay motivated for 2 or 3 years, but a winner can stay motivated for 30 years or as long as it takes. I married my wife with an undying commitment. We don't use the word divorce. We don't use the word hate. We don't use the word with our kids, you've been bad. Sometimes you're naughty. Sometimes I really don't like this. I don't like what you're doing. But because we've made this commitment to stay motivated and to keep our marriage together, do you realize that it doesn't matter what hits us? Sons going to prison, kids that have been raised in a conservative home, having children out of wedlock, raising our grandbabies like they're our own because we just love them to death. It doesn't matter. Moving cross-country, having a wife that's a romance writer that when a book sells, she's on euphoria. When it's rejected, she's just like the rest of us and doesn't ever want to write again. Folks, this is what it's about. See, if you truly have that attitude inside of you and you are a crusader fighting for something bigger and huger than you are, nothing will come against you that you cannot make it. I was talking to my pastor, one of my pastors this week, and he's our youngest, he's our newest pastor. Him and his wife are just adorable. I've watched them from a distance there. Not only do they love helping other people in the church spiritually, but she's in direct selling, does a phenomenal job. And I stopped him this week, and I said, dude, listen, I'm constantly praying for you guys. How's family? How's the extended family? Because they got a lot of family. And he said, Troy, great. And I said, okay, I want to ask you a personal question. And I said, look, I know that one of your relatives is going through some issues right now. I need to know how to pray. How should I pray? Is this going to be salvageable? Is it working? And he said such a profound thing. He said, Troy, we all know that the first thing that we must do is admit when we make mistakes. Folks, this comes down to attitude. See, in your personal life or in your business life, if you've got a bad attitude, if your attitude's not positive, you can't blame somebody else. Oh, we all want to do it. Oh, I've got a bad attitude because Dalton broke probation a year ago. Now, that didn't happen. I'm just using this example. I've got a bad attitude because Paige, didn't make love to me last night. I'm going to the extreme because this is how we act. We get a bad attitude if our kids cry in public and we're afraid we're going to be embarrassed. I got over that 4 kids ago. See, we control whether we have that bad attitude or not. And when I was talking with Jeremy, I got to thinking, man, he's so correct. If we accept the fact, man, our attitude sucks, then all of a sudden, we can start moving out of it. See, that's the kicker. Listen to what Art writes here. Whatever your level in management, if you're having a problem or feeling really negative about something, find someone at your level or above to talk with and talk to them freely. Now, listen, I'm going to take that a step further. I don't care if you got to go talk to somebody in your downline. If they're at a leadership level higher than you are, if their expertise is in helping you, if they're the most positive person you know, then you share with them at a leadership level. Here's why I say this. I've spent 11 years at Catalyst. I've seen things go on the Catalyst stage by pastors and leaders because they're surrounded by 15,000 other pastors and leaders and businessmen that would not go on in a corporate setting, in a management meeting, in a church setting. And it dawned on me one day, sitting in the green room, as I was listening to these gigantic leaders teach, guys like Seth Godin, Dave Ramsey, Andy Stanley, John Maxwell, Charles Swindoll, Franklin Graham, as I started listening to all these guys talking, I started to realize it's not the position that you have in leadership. It's the level of leadership. It's the expectation. If you go to a downline and you treat them on like a leader, they will rise to the occasion 9 out of 10 times. You don't want to go to them being negative. What you want to do is just like I do constantly, one of my good friends, the godfather of MLM, Mark Layton. I'll call up Mark. He was in my downline for years. Now we're business associates together. I'll say, Mark, this just ticks me off. Listen to what's going on over here and help me figure out how I can fix this. I'd do that when he was in my downline. It wasn't that we whined to each other. We mastermind, and we'd pull other people in sometimes. Say, hey, man, here's what we're going through. How can we present this better to the company so they see what we need? So they'll see what our teams need. See, that's the kicker. Listen to this. A positive attitude can have an incredible effect on your personal life as well. It's okay to share some of your frustrations and disappointments with your spouse, but I'd hate to count the number of wives who see their husbands come in at night with scowls on their face and then spend all evening complaining and moaning about the rotten day they've had. The husband sits there and sulks all night in front of the TV, then goes off the next morning with a scowl in place, and it's a bad attitude. Listen, you know what? Let's just get raw for a second. You men, I'm guilty too. You come home, you're in a grumpy attitude, you whine, you mope, you groan, you watch TV, nothing good comes out of your mouth. You never ask your spouse, honey, how'd your day go? All you want to do is be selfish and talk about yourself. Oh, I didn't get a sale today. Oh, I tried to do, all of it. Honey, let's make love. Why? Boys, if you want your wife to respect and honor and love you, then you better do it first. You better get rid of that attitude. You better drop that negative attitude when you walk through that door. Women, you're not off the hook. You got a bad day at work. The kids have been all in a nasty attitude. Don't take it out on your husband. Share with him. And I know some of you are saying, Troy, I don't have anybody to share it with. Okay, that's where you make some friends. Get some Facebook friends. I'm totally, look, I don't care if all your friends are in virtual world. If that's what it means to be able to release that tension and then get in a mood where you and your husband can start to grow again, what we're going to do, listen, first of the year is going to be fun. We're doing a whole station just on this romantic stuff, okay? That's what happens when you're married to a best-selling romance writer, 6 kids and 5 granddaughters and a grandson on the way. You get excited about this stuff. Listen to me. This is the last push-up principle. We got 2 minutes. Let your people know that you expect them to work on developing a positive attitude. This is where you lead by example. Be straightforward and let them know when it sucks. Let them know when you've been off. See, as a leader, you've got to be available to help your people. Now, Art and I would always disagree on this one. He'd say you don't be a marriage counselor, you don't be a finance counselor and all that, and I'm telling you, yes, you are, because you're their friend, you love them. I'm not going to tell you guys that some of them aren't going to screw you. Okay, there's just people out there with hidden agendas sometimes. We all know that. But the majority of people are great people, and if you give your all, it will come back and it will be a blessing. It goes back to that thing from this young company, DaVita, 2 lives. If you just keep putting out in other people's lives, you'll see the blessing financially, spiritually, health-wise. I don't care what it is. You know, I shot a video this week, and one of the gals that hasn't really been watching my videos lately, she's a good follower. She's just been busy. She said, Troy, you look pretty buff, man, from first to here. You know why? Because she realized that my attitude was changing too. See, everything, when your attitude changes and you start getting focused, the sky is the limit on where you're going to do. Your whole life changes, guys, and that's what this is about. Tomorrow, you get what you expect. This is going to be a great chapter. I want to thank you all for hanging out with us 30 minutes every morning. We love doing these radio shows. you know, I got a brand new book in the other day we're going to be starting on. It's a wonderful book from a literary agent, Kevin Small. Used to be with John Maxwell. You're going to love it. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. We'll see you at the top. Be back tomorrow morning with us here on Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.